One thing I'd love to have an extended conversation is the idea of going back to La Carta Autonómica, which I see as a very flawed document that did not provide as much freedoms for the island as you seem to suggest.
Article 37 and 38 are the main concerns that I have, are the ones that I really like out of the Carta.
Okay.
Others, I realize that they're ridiculous. For example, the king will name the governor, you know, and you have 15 people running the island, 8 by elected by the people and 7 appointed by the king. No. None of that could fly nowadays. But I like Article 37 and 38.
Which say what?
Say that Puerto Rico will have the liberty to deal with other countries and make commercial contracts, if you may, dealings with other countries on their own. They didn't need to ask the king for anything, okay? For example, Puerto Rico, if that applied nowadays, we could become a part of the Pacto de los Andes, and we could buy our petroleum wherever we wanted. Another thing, we could use any shipping facility that we want other than the United States Merchant Marine, which is the most expensive and most inefficient in the world. Anyway, that. And the other one said that any 37 said that, I might be having mixed, but anyway, one of them, the other one said that any law, any edict, anything that would be made by the central government, Puerto Rico could say whether it applies to Puerto Rico or not. Now, the way we are right now, unless it is specifically said in the law that it does not apply to Puerto Rico, it will apply to Puerto Rico. You will put antifreeze in your automobiles in San Juan. All right. If it doesn't say except Puerto Rico, you have to put antifreeze in your cars just in case it snows.
Well, Luis, what do you think about that?
Well, you know, there's a tradition, and I'm not attacking you, Luis, of glorifying the Spanish era when compared to the era of U.S. occupation and domination, which was really awful in many regards, particularly during the first three decades of the 20th century. It's interesting that many of the progressive ideas that came to the island came from the United States, and some of them were actually imported by pro-statehood people like Barbosa and Santiago Iglesias Pantin, who was another pro-statehood leader. And these have to do with things such as the 8-hour workday, the right to form unions, equality, the lack of a church state where all faiths could be carried out, practiced without distinction. So it's a very complicated process. And again, Luis, I'd love to sit down with you and maybe have a panel someday and have an intelligent discussion about these topics.
Yeah, I agree with you, but please do not misunderstand me. I don't think that Spain was the madre patria. Yeah, it was the madre of the patrias, but it was not. It's not. And I do agree that that's what I stated at the beginning. That's why I say that most of us, a greater percentage of us, do not hate the United States. On the contrary, we bless everything that they have brought. But nevertheless, I am not going to cover the sky with my hand. We're different.
Of course.
We're different. So let's realize that we're different. And if we're different, let's govern ourselves in a different way. I'm not saying a divorce. You are not. You made the analogy of a marriage in here. Okay, well, maybe we can copy a chapter of the book of the young people nowadays. Marriage is nothing but a piece of paper. I don't need it. Okay? So maybe that's what we're going to do, something of that nature. And, yes, I'd be more than glad to to join you and whoever in a panel and a discussion, and hopefully be intelligent.
Well, let me just say thank you both for sharing your opinions. It's so interesting to me how dynamic this conversation is, and there's so much to say about it. This is a very personal issue. It's a complicated political issue. This issue is not going away.
It isn't.
It's not going
away.
Until
we find a solution.
And who knows
and
what that solution
will be.
Then
who knows what will happen.
Interesting. Interesting.
I mean, it, man and woman relationship doesn't end with the marriage. Mm-hmm. Because then you have all kinds of difficulties could pop up that you weren't even dreaming about it when you got married.
Mm-hmm. Alimony and child support. All of
as a lawyer, I love it because it puts money in my pocket.